Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Chronicles 33 through 36. Congratulations, you made it. You have finished another month of reading. Your mind is probably buzzing with names and places you have encountered this month. But before you tackle next month's reading, spend a few minutes reviewing the books of Kings and Chronicles. Flip back through the pages and then answer these questions. See today's daily walk for questions and feel free to share your answers. It's asking about your favorite character, your least favorite character, a lot of different questions there that are kind of fun to review and go through. So that again is from today's My Daily Walk, which was in your Bible. And I love bringing that to you to kind of pause and reflect just a little bit. And I love the one-liner today. Better to master one mountain than 1,000 foothills. Remember, this task of reading through the Bible is giving you a mountaintop view of the whole Bible, not an in-depth reading of it, so you're not going to understand everything or have time to ask about every complicated story shared. Hopefully, after this year, you will continue to do in-depth Bible studies where you can really dig into some of these stories or books, and you'll have a better understanding of the Bible as a whole. Remember to be praying about what God wants you to learn from this. Really, one of the biggest things that I think this creates is the daily habit of being in the Word. Maybe it doesn't have to be the whole Bible or beginning to end. This is just how we approach it to create, help you create that habit. 2 Chronicles pretty much ends the same way it's been throughout. More stories of more kings. Please take note of King Manasseh's story. None of us, hopefully, are as evil or sinful as he was, but there may be consequences to some of our past decisions that we cannot escape even after we've repented and been forgiven. So, of course, I'm including a link from Got Questions on King Manasseh, and this is from that link. Even though Manasseh had a personal conversion, he was never able to lead Judah out of the sin that he had previously led them into. They did not follow him in his reforms. The people continued in their idolatry. And when Manasseh died, his son Amon did evil in the eyes of the Lord as his father Manasseh had done. Amon worshipped and offered sacrifices to all the idols Manasseh had made. But unlike his father Manasseh, he did not humble himself before the Lord. Just another reminder that all of our actions have consequences, even those that for which we are forgiven. Manasseh is a tragic figure in Scripture. Although he repented of his sin, he was unable to undo the damage he had done to the nation or to his own son who followed him. Manasseh demonstrates that while any sin may be forgiven when we repent, forgiveness does not necessarily remove the natural consequences that flow from disobedience. I think that's a great lesson for all of us to remember. We still have a past and there are still consequences to that past. That is separate from being forgiven from our Lord. So I am including another overview video from the Bible Project because we wrapped up another book. And tomorrow we start Ezra. You are halfway through the first half of the year. I hope that made sense. Congratulations, you are doing great, and we'll see you for Ezra tomorrow. Happy reading! As a listener of this podcast, you have the first opportunity to join us on a trip to Greece in 2025. This will be a 10-day Footsteps of Paul tour with Travel with Friends. Just imagine being able to follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul through Athens, Mykonos, Ephesus, Patmos, Crete, Santorini, Thessalonica. Wow! Plan now to join us on this relaxing cruise of the Aegean Sea on this all-inclusive tour. Reach out to me if you're interested in knowing more, and I'll add you to our VIP list. We hope to see you in Greece in 2025.